Parashas Toldos. We're going to speak a little bit about Toldos. We're also going to speak about Parashas Vayetze, because we're going to actually go backwards from Vayetze to Toldos. Before we start, I'd just like to formally welcome Mr. Zellinger joining us here. You missed a beautiful davening yesterday morning. You missed a beautiful davening this morning also, but yesterday you would have particularly enjoyed. Your son did a beautiful, magnificent job, as he does with everything he's doing in Yeshiva Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's get busy, my friends. So someone last night said something that I felt was somewhat derogatory about Shvilei Pinchas. Now that's the sefer that we learned today. It's a Hasidish sefer. And, you know, sometimes you hear these things from the Hasidim, you're like, what? Come on, really? What is, you know, he's talking about how the Thursday night Mishmar Shir, that's like, that's real Torah. And Shvilei Pinchas is like Hasidish Torah, as if it's not real. But I want to tell you that this is extremely dear to my heart, what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about every day, pretty much, the Shvilei Pinchas. I spent hours preparing today's Chumash Shir. Just to be able to filter out, there's so much information. We're going to do our best to try to figure this out. So we'll start over here, and you'll see why. If you don't really listen carefully, someone could say, okay, this sounds ridiculous. But the following thing, Rabbi Yisrael Mirajin, he was the Regina Rebbe, the Admar Mirajin, it's called the Golden Dynasty. He's the Rebbe, he started Bian, and he started Sadiger, Kretchnov, and other Hasidus. Those are all his children. Rabbi Yisrael Mirajin said the following thing. You know it says by Yaakov Avinu in next week's parasha that Yaakov Avinu had a dream, and in the dream he saw a sulam mutzav arta v'roisha megia shamayma. He saw a ladder, and the ladder it was legs were on the bottom, but its head was all the way in shamayim. So he said sulam is rashi tevas. Sulam is rashi tevas. Sudas levias malka. Sudas malava malka. Sudas levias malka. That's the sulam. Said the Regina Rebbe, and he says it's sulam is mutzav arza, is that everyone thinks malava malka, it's no big deal. Yeah, it's with mezainas, have a little shakel, maybe some tea, you know, whatever. We're just chap shlap malava malka. V'roishem migiyah shemaim. If they only knew how big malava malka was, then they would be more careful about malava malka. I heard it from Rabbi Yehuda Vakshel. He said that someone once asked one of the Rashivas in the mirror, can you be Yotzi Malava Malka with Mezainis? He said, you can, but you don't want to. It's like, if you realize what Malava Malka was, can you be Yotzi? Who's looking to be Yotzi Malava Malka? It's Malava Malka! It's Sulam! Sulam is Sudas Levias Malka! It's Sudas Malava Malka, it's the Sulam. Okay, like, what is that? So it sounds on the surface like it's just like, okay, you found a cute place to write Malava Malka, and you just... But I want to explain to you, there's something so deep that this is really the source of this is in the Zohar, and everyone appreciates the Zohar. The Goyin wrote a Pirush on Zohar. Zohar is from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So let's try to understand what's going on over here. So afterwards, we're still in Vayetze, my friends. You can take this Dvar Torah and you could use it this week's Parsha, next week's Parsha. In Vayetze, it says right after the Sulam story, that whole thing, the dream. So Yaakov says, Achen, Yesh Hashem Mokom Hazeh V'Anuchi Lo Yadati. I didn't realize Hashem was here. And he changed the name of the place. It says, "Vayikra es shem hamokam ahu beis el ulam luz shem ha'ir larishayna." It used to be called Luz. Now he changed the name. It's called now. Yaakov said, "I'm going to change the name to Beis El." Now, what was wrong with the name Luz? Why did Yaakov have to change the name? Well, Yaakov did have a revelation there. But what's the significance? Not only that, but the pasuk tells us later in Perek Lamed Hey in pasuk Vav, which is not even in next week's parasha. It says, "Vayovo Yaakov Luza." He Beis El. So again, it's called Luz. It sounds like Luz is a real important name. So if it's Luz, why is it Beis El? Why did he have to change it? What does it have to do with the fact that he had that dream over there, that he had the Sulam, and what in the world is Sudas Levias Malka have to do with Sulam? Okay. This week's parasha, my friends. Yaakov Avinu gets the brachas from Yitzchak. V'yitin l'chol okim itala shamayim mishmanei oretz. He gets the brachas. The Baal HaTurim says, if you look in the bracha of Yaakov, there's exactly 26 words. Why 26? He says 26 is the Shem Havaya. The Shem of Yud and He, Vav and He is 26. So there's Havaya somehow in this bracha. In the Yitain, in the bracha of Yitain Lecha, V'yitain l'cha. Now the Megala Mukha says, if you look, it also starts with the letter Vav, V'yitain. And it ends with the letter Chaf. Why? That's Chavav. That's 26. This is 26. V'yitin Lecha is 26 is Shem Havaya. Somehow, something about V'yitin Lecha has to do with the Shem Havaya in particular. I'm going to have to try to understand that. So now, the Zohar says this bracha V'yitin Lecha is really a bracha that Yaakov Avinu was saving for La'asid Lavoi. Yeah, this bracha of Yitin Lecha is not necessarily meant to be a bracha for mundane, for Choyl. It's a bracha really for Olam Haba. That's why when Yitzchak said to Esav, he says, oh, who came and told the bracha? Gam Baruch Yihyeh. What is Yihyeh? Gam Baruch Yihyeh. He will be. Yihyeh is Bayom Ahu. Yihyeh Hashem Echad Ishmo Echad. Yihyeh means Gam Baruch Yihyeh. This bracha will be Mekuyam Le'asid Lavoi in Olam Haba. That's the bracha of Yitin Lecha. It's really meant to be there. So now, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Zayin, tells us that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is kind of like we're already there, during Shabbos at least. It's 1/60th of Olam Haba. Shabbos has a certain quality of Olam Haba. And the Zohar says that Shabbos is Shmoi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's name. Which name? The Zohar says it's the name HaShalem, the Shalem name. The Ben Yishchai says that's the Shem of Havaya. Shabbos is the Shem of Havaya. Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey. As a matter of fact, the Rama says, you know why we start davening? We start at night, we say, Yoyim HaShishi, Vayechulu HaShamayim. Yoyim HaShishi, Vayechulu HaShamayim is Rosh Tevis, Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey. That's the Shem Havaya, 26. Yoyim HaShishi, Vayechulu HaShamayim. Says the Ben Yishchai, you know how long Shabbos is? It's 26 hours. There's 24 hours, but also, you know, we extend it. Just like a person davenings, they prepare for davening an hour before and an hour after. Says the Ben Yishchai, Shabbos also is 26. 24 plus 1 hour before, 1 hour after. It's Shem Havaya Shabbos. That's what the Zohar means. And says Shabbos is Shmoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we got 26 on Shabbos. Shem Havaya, Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey. And we have V'yitin Lecha is 26 words. And V'yitin Lecha starts with Vav and ends with Chav. It's 26. There obviously is some sort of connection. So now, we all know Shabbos is the Makor HaBrocha. Shabbos is the source of all blessing for the entire year, the entire week. But the problem is, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is like from a different world. So how do you get from Shabbos to Chol? How do you cross over? What's the gateway? What's the ladder that's going to be able to get you bridge from one world to the next? Because Shabbos is Olam Haba. Shabbos is in Shamayim, and we're down here. So how do we get from there to here? What's the sulam? What's the sulam that gets us from Shabbos to Chol? The answer is Sudas Levias Malka. Sudas Malava Malka is what brings us from Shabbos to Chol. It's we're being Malava the Malka, which means we're escorting the Malka is going to stay with us. We're drawing from the Hashpa of Shabbos, from the Shem Havaya of Shabbos, from the Me'ein Olam Haba of Shabbos. And we're drawing that towards the week through Malava Malka. That's how we do it. It happens during Malava Malka. Now it makes a little bit more sense what the original Rebbe said. Sulam is Rosh HaTevas, Sudas Levias Malka. Sudas Malava Malka, that's what it does. It's Sulam Mutzav Arza, we're trying to get down here. We're in Shemayim, and we're trying to get down here. How do we do that? How do we draw that Hashpa? It comes through Malava Malka. And it's more than that. Because the minig is to say V'yitin Lecha on Matzei Shabbos. It's brought down in the Zohar. The Arizal used to do it. And Rabbi Nachum Mendel Mirimanov says, I don't understand anyone who doesn't do it. Where does he get his parnasa from? What does he mean to say? He means to say, if you want to get bracha, and you want your bracha to be something that has kedusha in it, not mundane, you have to draw it from Shabbos. How do you do that? Through saying V'yitin Lecha. V'yitin Lecha on Matzei Shabbos. Got it? V'yitin Lecha is 26 letters. We say it Matzei Shabbos just like we eat Sudas Malava Malka Matzei Shabbos. We're trying to draw the bracha. We're trying to get that bracha of Yitzchak which is clearly a bracha for Olam Hazeh. But we want it to be Kaddosh. We want it to be come from Olam Haba. Where do you do that? You try to make you the portal is Matzei Shabbos. And if you say V'yitin Lecha Matzei Shabbos, then you're doing it. But there's a little more, my friends, which is as follows. Matzei Shabbos. So we know that's the Suda of Tchias HaMeisim. I don't know if you know that. But we have one bone in our body. It's called the Luz bone. The Luz bone is indestructible. It's indestructible. The Gemara says people tried. You try to grind it up, try to knock it up, try to burn it, try to anything. It's indestructible. The Luz bone gets its nourishment from Sudas Malava Malka. Now, Yaakov is in this place. And he says, there's a Sulam here. Sulam Utsavarka. What's the name of this place? Luz. Shem Ha'ir Larishoina. The name of the city is called Luz. Is that a coincidence? And Yaakov changes the name to Beisel. What is he changing the name for? And Luz. And then the pasuk says again, Vayova Yaakov Luza. Yaakov seems to have this fixation with Luz. Do you know that it says Yaakov Avinu Loy Meis? Yaakov never died. You know why? Because Yaakov was Luz. He became Luz. He internalized Luz completely. He never died. Because Yaakov Avinu, he was drawing constantly the hashpa of Luz, and that's Beis El. What does that mean? Yaakov says, you want to know how to get there? So, of course, eat Malava Malka, but it doesn't mean just party and eat Malava Malka. A person has to refine himself in a way that when he's eating Malava Malka, it's a different type of Suda. That happens through being in the Beis Hashem. Person that comes to Beis Medrash, that's Yaakov. Avraham Avinu does chesed, beautiful. Yitzchak does davening, amazing. Yaakov does Torah, that is the epitome. Torah brings you to Tchias HaMeis. That's why it's Yaakov. There's a famous vort from the Chofetz Chaim. I heard it when I was with Uncle Jake. Zecher Tzadik Levracha. We're in the plaza. And Uncle Jake saw one of Rabbanan's Talmidim, and he said, tell us a vort from Rabbanan. So he said this vort, when I was there, this is going back 30 years ago. But it's a famous vort already today. It's a famous vort. It said, why is it that the Sarah Esav, Chavetz Chaim asked the question. Rabbanan brings the Chavetz Chaim. The Sarah Shal Esav had to come to do battle with Yaakov. Why didn't he come to do battle with Avraham and do battle with Yitzchak? Well, you know, why all this? Why when comes Yaakov all of a sudden? I mean, the Malach has to come down in human form and to do hand to hand combat with Yaakov. What's the reason? Said the Chofetz Chaim, the Tzaddik, the Chofetz Chaim. He said Avraham Avinu is a midah of Chesed. The Yitzhar says Chesed. I could deal with Chesed. Okay, Chesed is like it's a nice thing and everything, but you could always distort Chesed. You get all different types of people to do all different types of Chesed. That's not really good for the world. So I can live with Chesed. Yitzchak is avoida, service. I can get people doing all different types of service. They can make all different types of services which are inappropriate and all that. And I can live with that too. Torah, the Yitzhar understands, Torah is the end of me. Because if there's Torah in the world, I'm defeated. Torah is the elixir of life. Torah is the luz. Vayovo Yaakov luza, Yaakov lomes. You know who else was lomes? Rebbe Loimes. It says Rebbe used to come every Friday night and make Kiddush for his family. Vayechulu Hashemayim. Yoim Hashishi Vayechulu Hashemayim. Every Friday night. Rebbe wrote the Mishnah. That's all Torah. So, Rabbi Yisai, if you want to live forever, I'm giving you a suggestion. Matzei Shabbos. Learn for an hour and then eat Malava Malka. Yezeche to go into Malava Malka, mitoich Yaakov Avinu, mitoich the Torah, and then a person, he eats from the Luz bone, and then he becomes the Luz. That's what we can do. That's what happened with Yaakov Avinu. So Beis Hashem, this week I think is a very special week. Even people in general don't say V'yitin Lecha. At least say the 26 words of V'yitin Lecha. V'yitin Lecha is very long. There's lots of psukim. Don't say the whole thing. Let's just say Beis Hashem Esiyat Nishmaya. These 26 words, and we should be zeichet to see the Tchias HaMeisim Uvol HaTzion Goyel. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.